a change of protocol at an annual ceremony. Normally, the Prime Minister alone lays a wreath to mark the anniversary of the end of World War II. But all three of these men are vying for the job after elections failed to find a clear winner. David Cameron's Conservative Party won the most seats in Parliament, but not enough for a majority that would automatically make him Prime Minister. That means Gordon Brown, whose Labour Party came in second, keeps the job until a new government can be formed. The man in the middle is Nick Clegg, leader of the Liberal Democrats. They came in third and have enough votes to help either of the other parties take power. Since the election, Clegg and his representatives have been meeting with the Conservatives to try to bridge the policy gaps between their parties and see who would make the best partner. The horse trading has gone on for days.
We want to arrive at a decision as soon as possible, but I hope people will equally understand that it would be better to get the decision right rather than rushing into something which won't stand the test of time.
Coalition governments are the norm in many European countries, but here in Britain it will mean change. And the financial markets are watching closely to see what the politicians decide.
So far, the market seems to have taken a wait-and-see attitude about Britain's political situation. Economists say the makeup of the government is less important than its stability. The one thing the markets hate is uncertainty, says Tim Hughes, an analyst with IG Markets.
Whoever leads the country needs to be able to get sufficient backing in the Commons to get decisions made and get things done. And if that happens, then that will secure the confidence of the markets.
The political intrigue continues. Prime Minister Gordon Brown says his Labour Party is negotiating with the Liberal Democrats to form a coalition government. Mr. Brown says no matter the outcome, he will resign by mid-September.
I have no desire to stay in my position longer than is needed to ensure the path to economic growth is assured and the process of political reform we have agreed moves forward quickly.
The negotiations go on. The shape of Britain's new government will be decided behind closed doors. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.